Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
State Player on 720 WGN. This Week in History is sponsored by Dave. Who were they sponsored by today?
They are sponsored by Dave and Dave.
I think they're working on a sponsor for this segment since we do it every single week.
Crammel Milk.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
From 1958.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I talked to Roger about this. This should be retro brands. Or we should.
Absolutely, that should. It should be a retro brand.
Let's sponsor it by Goldblatt's.
Goldblatt's, Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's go with that.
All right, we're going to jump right in here. 1854, the Republican Party was formally organized in Wisconsin, called the Grand Old Party. It's the second oldest existing political party, obviously next to the that's very touching, Bennett. I like that. Very nice.
Hey, tis the season, guys.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
One of the people instrumental in the formation of what we know as the Republican Party, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there.
Boy.
Well, he's probably going to be the front runner here, but I think it's a toss up between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. We're going to have to see what happens. 1896, Chicago's Tootsie Roll was introduced by Leo Hirschfeld. Here is a classic commercial for the Tootsie Pop.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why, he never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out. One, two, three.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
That's a classic. You remember that one from the 1970s, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the 60s even.
Yeah, no. That takes me back to the 60s,
yeah,
absolutely.
60s.
Yeah.
1950, Your Show shows with Sid Caesar, Imogene Coca premieres on, and the NBC writers were Mel Brooks, Neil Simon, and Carl Reiner, who is my guest next Sunday morning.
You're going to have Carl Reiner on?
Carl's going to be on, and he's going to be live from... He's a late-night guy. He's going to be live from Los Angeles right after probably about 2:20.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will be in extra early.
And he has promised me an hour.
Really?
Which is cool. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great, Dave.
Just turned 94 and just put out a new book on the making of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, very excited about
that. That's terrific.
Yeah, interesting guy. And he's not only a comedy legend, but a pioneer in television.
Oh, yeah, right.
Being that this was the first variety show, really, that made a splash was Your Show Shows, Sid Caesar.
Yeah, and, did so much in anything that deals with situation comedy on TV. They owe such a huge debt to those people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 82 was the final episode. I know this was a sad day, Dave, but it was the final episode of the Lawrence Welk Show.
1982? Still in syndication, I think, somewhere.
Oh. Remember that? The close out the show?
Yes.
I remember watching that at my grandparents' house.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents never missed it.
It was, believe it or not, that's still on all the PBS stations. They still air them like Saturday or Sunday nights.
I think they do.
And around the holidays, I turn it on just for old time's sake for just a few minutes. My whole family's like, what the hell is this?
What are you watching?
What is this, man? 83 was the last broadcast of MASH on CBS. Let's take a listen of a little bit of the last. By the way, it still ranks as the number 7 show of all time. All the rest are Super Bowls as the most watched show. Yeah. With
goodbye, farewell, and amen.
Let's take a listen.
Look, I know how tough it is for you to say goodbye, so I'll say it. Maybe you're right. Maybe we will see each other again. But just in case we don't, I want you to know how much you've meant to me. I'll never be able to shake you. Whenever I see a big pair of feet or a cheesy mustache, I'll think of you.
Yeah, classic episode. 1987 to date, NBA's Michael Jordan scored 58 points in one game. It was a Bulls record at the time. 97, smokers must prove they're over 18 to purchase cigarettes. 1988, Mayor Eugene Sawyer and the city council gave the Cubs the right to install lights. 1990 was the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. 1991, Chicago's Bill Veeck elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Let's hear Harry Carey talking about Bill Veeck.
Bill Veeck, I just cannot believe, and I refuse to believe, that anybody of his competence in baseball, a man with so many original ideas, I just don't believe, I think he is kidding us, I really do, that he is going to be out of baseball.
Yeah, this was when he was retiring. So that was the great Harry Carey. And then 2016, Fuller House, which is a spinoff of the 90s sitcom Full House, 21 years after it went off the air, is premiering this week on Netflix. Have a great Sunday, buddy.
You too, Dave.